This radio person is the whole problem.
Don't you got like a radio?
Is that a radio I hear?
Don't change my radio station.
Do not touch my radio.
Don't touch my radio.
You talk to the radio?
My aunt owned a radio station.
Who needs a radio?
And now it's time again for your favorite talk show host.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
We are all here. We're ready to go. Finishing off the final night of Festival House in Park City.
I'm tired. Woo! Okay, can I tell you what they did to me last night at Festival House?
What did they do to you?
Okay, so we had this really cute performer, Dylan Schneider.
Yeah.
Super talented. While he was performing, president of the company comes up to me and says, "Oh my gosh, Kenny Loggins is here."
Stop it.
And
I look over
and there's this taller, older gentleman, and he's got like this glorious white hair. It's kind of like down to his shoulders. Mm-hmm. Got the Aquanet in it.
Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked awesome.
Yes.
So Dylan Schneider, he's wrapping up and he's like, "I heard, you know, G-Eazy was on this stage. I'm super honored, you know, to be able to perform here." And so I was like, "Well, guess what? Kenny Loggins is watching. He's watching you perform right
That's
now."
That's so cool.
Now, on the microphone, you're up and you're saying
uh-huh,
this?
In front of everybody.
Yeah.
And Dylan was like, "Oh, me? Kenny Loggins is watching me?" And we were all excited for him. Yeah, right?
Ooh. Danger zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you ready for this?
Yeah.
It wasn't Kenny Loggins.
No!
No! Oh, that's so embarrassing.
No!
Hold on. So, Kenny Loggins wasn't even there at all?
No, he wasn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Loggins!
Yes.
Oh, that's
the president
so funny.
Of Broadway Media did that to me.
That's a solid burn.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm very proud of him on that one.
We did have somebody from NCIS show up, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a legitimate actor. I don't know his name because I was so tired. I was like, I just have to go home.
I hear that Harvey Weinstein is up at Sundance this year. Did he grace us at the Festival House this year?
No.
Really?
He
returned to the scene of the crime?
Yeah.
What?
I was reading this morning.
What were you thinking
coming
back here?
I don't think he can help himself.
Yeah.
Are people letting him in places?
I think he still probably wields some type of weird power. I could be way off, but I don't think I am, man.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
You're not an industry titan for as long as he was, and then all of a sudden get dropped by everybody.
Yeah.
But still, it is bold to show your face around a bunch of people who hate your guts.
Right?
Because guess what? Hollywood hates your guts right now, Harvey Weinstein. What were you thinking?
Well, isn't this... It was Sundance where he assaulted...
Rose McGowan?
Yeah, was it Rose?
I don't know.
The Judd.
Ashley Judd?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Judd.
I'm
with her.
The Judd.
I got her. There are some photos of Festival House up on our Instagram Insta story.
Can we Photoshop Kenny Loggins in there somewhere?
That is the greatest story.
Oh my God.
I have ever heard.
That
is fantastic.
Did you not think to just like stop and Google real quick what Kenny Loggins looks like?
No, it was the president of the company that told me that Kenny Loggins was there.
You just go with it.
Yeah,
that's
like,
true.
Oh, that's so
I mean,
cool.
I would have.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I would be any better than
well,
you.
Well, and we're trying to be like all classy, you know, so we don't want to like hoard Kenny Loggins and surround him. We just want to let him kind of chill at our party,
well,
right?
Well, there's been a bunch of celebrities at Festival House, and we've really tried to just give them their space
the
whole time.
Yeah, just hang out with them,
yeah.
Right? So I didn't want to like bother him.
That's awesome.
Should have bothered him.
Yeah, completely.
Should have bothered him.
All right, Monroe. I got a pocket full of sunshine. Let's get to your pocket full of sunshine.
Okay, this is great. There's a 10-year-old kid in New Jersey. His name's Kai Struthers, who just became one of the youngest people to ever bowl a perfect game. That is 12 strikes in a row.
Dang.
It's amazing, because when I hit 100 when I bowl, it's a good day.
Dude, I never break 100.
Right.
Me neither.
I don't think I've ever gotten
past
100.
I'm in, like, 100. The 70s every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, bowling's really hard. So it happened last Saturday. He's the youngest person to ever do it in New Jersey, the second youngest to do it in the U.S. A nine-and-a-half-year-old girl, actually, in Florida, rolled a perfect game in 2013.
You want to hear some audio from friends and family?
Dang.
We brought him to the league when he was four, almost 5 years old, and he's been bowling ever since. It's just like this God-given talent.
Calm, cool, collective, laid back, reserved. That's him. Aww. So because of that, he doesn't apply pressure to himself.
He's 10.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool. He's already being scouted by colleges now for a potential bowling scholarship. So
you
kids
can get
got
a
it made.
Bowling scholarship?
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah.
I did not
you
know that.
You can get
that.
A scholarship for anything.
Well, we give them out at the U for video games.
I saw one scholarship once that was just for mustache enthusiasts.
Stop it.
There was a scholarship if you had the best mustache in the country.
Is there a scholarship for washed-up radio personalities? Is there one for that right now?
No, you're just going to have to take out a loan.
Ah, man.
It's too late for you, man.
I've mentioned how just once I want to be the clean kid.
Uh-huh. You can't help yourself.
I spilled blueberry juice all over my crotch.
Blueberry juice?
That's awkward.
Take a look. Take a gander.
Hold on.
People are going to think like, hey, man.
There you go.
You feeling okay?
It's like a dribble.
I don't like that you Matt Lauer'd me just now.
Look at it.
Look. Take a look.
That was this morning, and it did, and I was like, once again, I stained my clothes.
That's something that's going to stain forever.
I know.
You're just going to have to throw those pants away.
Oh, no, I'll just keep wearing them with the stain.
Oh, that's true.
That's how I roll. All right, Jackson, let's get to the show, Bizbee.
Let's do it. All right, over the weekend, Backstreet Boys dropped their first album since 2014. It's called DNA, and according to all of the entertainment blogs, it is poised to be the first number one album from the Backstreet Boys in 18 years.
That's
awesome. Their last
awesome.
For number one album was Black and Blue all the way back in 2000.
So now we played Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Uh-huh.
Was that on this album?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's very good.
Okay.
But it is not the best song.
Oh.
Here are my favorite songs, because I can't tell you how many times I listened to the Backstreet Boys DNA this weekend.
Right.
It was a lot. The first up is Passionate.
Oh, there you go.
It's really good.
I'm the type of person to get carried. Been this way since I came out of the womb. A bit obsessive, got that off on me. Yeah, and God knows I do not like to.
Oh, I love it.
I know, it's sexy.
And I want your love.
You know what I like about it?
Huh?
It's pop.
It's pop music.
Pop music's kind of gotten away from being pop and like.
It's all hip hop now.
Yeah.
It's almost pop funk, classic Backstreet Boys pop funk.
They can still do it.
Oh yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Seeing them live, watching them dance and do that is awesome. All right, the next one up. This one's actually almost a little country. And the best part about this one is that they did this video with all of their wives and their kids.
Yeah.
And it was like a love ballad to their families. It's called No Place.
You're my daybreak. You're my California sun. You're my Memphis, New York, New Orleans, all rolled into one. In the city, the country, the mountains,
oh my gosh.
Isn't it good?
Oh. And I have to tell you, we got to post the music video up online. Because
I'll get that up for sure.
Tugs that heartstring.
When AJ starts dancing ballet with his little girls, I shed some tears. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. And the last one is something that we're actually already playing on mix, but it's still, I think, one of the best songs on the album. It's called Chances.
What are the chances that we end up dancing like two in a million, like once in a life, that I could have found you, put my arms around you, like two in a million, like once in a life.
Oh, yeah. It's just classic Backstreet Boys, man.
It's like they never left.
No.
I know.
But it's also very modern.
Like
definitely draws on what they did before, but it also feels like it's not out of place. Whereas when you go back and listen to like Backstreet's Back or a lot of their older stuff, it feels a little dated.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff feels very modern and still very poppy.
In the meantime, Joey Fatone and the rest of the NSYNC boys sitting back like, see what we could have had.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just as good as like.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a
It'll never be that good.
That's not true. I actually like it more than their old stuff.
Really?
That Passionate song, I think, is fantastic.
It's my favorite song of the album. It's so good. So go check it out. It's called DNA. Backstreet Boys, probably going to be number one very soon, so you're not going to be able to escape it. All right, Lindsay Lohan is in her first movie in 6 years.
Whoa. She did a movie?
She got a movie. Good it looks you. Like a real low-budget indie.
Okay.
It's called Among the Shadows. It's a werewolf movie.
Yeah, it is.
Her husband's been kidnapped by werewolves.
Oh, my gosh.
So she goes and taps a werewolf hunter, a huntress, to go out and save her husband. It looks so bad that it might actually be good. I think it could be one of those like cult classics where people are like doing midnight screenings years from now.
Is there a trailer for it?
Yes, there is, and I will put it up at mix1051utah.com. You have to see that it looks shockingly bad.
Better believe it.
That's right, and that is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Got some great photos from last night's Festival House up on Instagram on our Insta story, mix1051utah. While you're there, check out the Entourage video we made on night number two. What?
He thinks he's so cute just calling it the Entourage video.
That's all it was. It was
but
just
we
us.
We all know that mean? It was the bullying video.
What?
Where the, John pushed me savagely into the snow.
Don't even ask me for sympathy, okay?
I'm not
over here
you
from
for...
Big Hands Monroe.
I would never ask your big hands for sympathy.
I was on our Instagram page and I saw that you saved all the Big Hands stories.
Of course.
It's right there.
They're right there on the highlights.
Rubbing elbows with record reps last night at Festival House.
Yeah,
you didn't high-five anyone, right?
No, I didn't. But it was she went over to our Instagram page and was checking out Big Hands tomorrow. I feel it all special, like hanging out with record
Showbiz.
Reps, and then she's like, Big Hands.
That's so. See if she'll remember you and your big hands.
Yeah, right. You can't forget those.
Nope.
And that's on our Instagram page, Mix1051Utah. Back in the end of November, early December, Monroe joined our show. And, I feel like a lot of people at the time were listening to Christmas music. Mm-hmm. Let's just call it how it is.
Yeah.
We actually have listeners send us messages saying, like, bye, we're going to Christmas tunes.
Yeah, we'll they're like, see we'll see you in January.
Yeah.
See you next year.
And that's cool. Welcome back. But I feel like a lot of people miss then that month of us kind of getting to know Monroe. And I was walking through Target, and I found this game called Icebreakers. And it's nothing more than like getting to know you questions on cards.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I love it. It just I feel like I brought it here to work, and I feel like I need it almost at home for the dinner table.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, like with the kids and stuff. But some of the questions just really aren't yet for the 6 and 7 year olds. For example, like the one today, what was your first concert that you went to? So we're going to go around the room and then we'd love to hear from you. You can always text us at 844-649-1051. All right, Monroe, what was the first concert that you attended?
Okay, I have to tell you the story.
Okay, please.
So back then, you used to have to wait in line.
Uh-huh.
You have to sleep overnight.
Yeah.
Like outside of Smith's to get your tickets, right?
Yeah.
So waited all night. We were sixth in line. Okay. We were going to get the best tickets to this concert. Woke up the next morning and the ticket machine started spitting the tickets out in reverse.
No.
Yes. So I got back row tickets.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh,
and
that
I don't know
sucks.
Why I didn't think to just like go back to the back of the line.
Right, yeah, exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
But I sat back row, my first concert ever, New Kids on the Block.
Just get on the floor and do the New Kids Dance.
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
It really was. Like, it was magical. My little 13-year-old heart just exploded.
Now, you told us that you were at New Kids just, 2 years ago, last year?
Oh, my
when
gosh. Yes.
So you've gone back to see New Kids again.
Yes, and it was front row. Like, I was on the stage. I was pounding.
Yeah.
Donnie!
Yeah.
Donnie, look at me. I'm here.
We
After 30 years, I'm finally
Donnie!
Was it as good as the first time?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how much fun I had. My cousin and I, because she waited in line with me that night, we were just hugging each other like just these middle-aged women.
Yeah.
Reliving our 14-year-old years.
We're getting to know Monroe and then with this icebreaker game. So, Jackson, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Well, so I bought these tickets for my high school sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
And it was for his birthday. And in exchange for my birthday, he took me shopping at the DI to get someone else a present.
Oh, yeah, it
was really good.
Ouch.
So this concert doesn't have incredible memories, but I still had a really great time at the show. It is Fall Out Boy.
I hear that they're one of the best bands.
They are
to see.
So fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pete, let's call it like it is. Even though Patrick Stump is the front man, everyone's going for Pete Wentz.
I always wonder about that. Like, do you think Patrick's ever just like, come on, Pete? I'm the lead singer.
Patrick Stump looks like a dollar store Ed Sheeran.
he really does.
He is fine. And you know what? He's not a bad performer, but he's kind of basic. But Pete's up there. He's got his guitar. Right. He's like doing all the rock star moves.
He's got the hair.
The windmill arm. Oh, yeah. He had that nice emo hair that kind of flipped back.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Oh, it was so cute. I was a big fan. But they put on a great show.
Oh, this is fun. You know what? Let's keep going, and I'll give you mine as well coming up here. What was the first concert that you went to? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. Now, mine, okay, you gotta, let me explain something.
Oh, geez.
Let me at least explain something.
If you have to explain it.
When I was growing up, and it's very weird, and I've talked to Todd Newcomb over at X96 about this, alternative went to a swing phase.
Yeah.
Like for 2 years, they had all these, it went from ska into like swing. And you had all these like Squirrel Nut Zipper and like all these different bands playing.
That's not a huge leap though, honestly.
It was kind of
from ska to swing.
But when you tell someone like your first concert was the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
The swing dance to it too?
Yes!
Obviously.
That's what everyone was doing. Swing was really in.
It was.
It was a thing.
It was actually fun. It was a fun night out.
Yeah.
This is before my time. I didn't know about any of this.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely it was. But it was like, it was huge. So the first K-Rock, which was the X96 in LA, they threw like a swing night. And Cherry Pop and Daddies were the headliners.
You guys make fun of millennials all the time. And yet you just said the words to me. We showed up for a rock station's swing night.
Yeah. I know.
People used to dress up for it.
Oh, yeah.
The suspenders and all.
Like when you'd go to like prom and stuff, like people were back to wearing like the flappers and all that. Like it was really it.
Well, think about Jim Carrey's The Mask. It's the same thing.
It was during that exact time.
It was during that era.
Yeah, completely. So we want to hear from you. Like, what was your first concert that you went to? Shelby's first concert, back when she was more Disney-esque, was Selena Gomez when she was 12.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this, Selena.
Yeah.
I like new Selena too.
I like every version of Selena.
I'm just saying,
she's
great. It's nice to hear old Selena for a second. This text says, "Good Charlotte." And I don't ever wanna
be you. The Madden Brothers.
I wanna be just like you. All what I'm saying is, this is the anthem for all your hands up,
the guy liner.
I just sit there with my mix CD and my Discman, my portable Discman, and just rage against the rich.
That's you and Good Charlotte. Jason from Roy says, "I'm 40 years old, and the Love Loud Festival last year was my first real concert.
Wow.
Best experience ever, so I picked." Kingdom come.
What a way to let yourself down, though.
Starting there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every concert from here on out is going to be lame.
See, when you set the bar at Cherry Pop and Daddy's, it can only go up.
Right.
So that's I got a text saying O-Town was their first concert. I was trying to find some. I didn't have enough time. I had to go on YouTube to find O-Town. Like, we don't have any in the system.
Yeah, they were cool.
Shocking.
There was a moment when that was the boy band craze.
Yeah.
When you had like
98 Degrees.
Yeah.
O-Town.
I loved 98 Degrees.
Jennifer says, first concert, Weird Al Yankovic in 1999.
Whoa.
I think it was the Running With Scissors tour.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. A churn butter once or twice.
that he made money, a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Off songs like that.
I gotta tell you also, radio played a lot of his old songs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like that one.
Beat It. Eat It.
Eat It. Yeah. I mean, there was a bunch that radio were actually, they were playing on the airwaves. Uh-huh. It was a thing that happened.
Yep.
And I gotta tell you, as I scroll through, Weird Al was a lot of people's first concert. Maybe because he was clean.
Yeah.
He's Weird Al's always clean. That's the thing about him. So you could probably see him when you were young.
Again.
But here's another one. I saw Weird Al at the Orange County Fair when I was 8. So embarrassing. No, don't worry. A lot of
don't
people did.
Don't you be embarrassed.
It got us talking about how Weird Al was a thing. And then Gallagher, the comedian, was a thing as well.
So, and that led me to this argument.
Uh-huh.
These two make fun of me all the time for my cool millennial stuff that I like.
Right.
But then they're like, oh, millennial stuff is so lame, blah, blah, blah. But they let Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
They let
Gallagher, yeah.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies,
right?
They Carrot Top.
Oh yeah.
They let all of these people be famous. That is your fault. You did that to America.
We would pay money to watch someone just smash watermelons on the other people.
Hammer.
And you were like, "Yeah, do it again." And that was the show.
Yeah, he used to start out small with like a squash.
Yeah, and then he kind of like he'd have the watermelon in the back. He'd go toward it. He'd be like, "Watermelon, watermelon," and then he'd go to the cantaloupe instead. You're like, "Oh,
that's not what I'm here for."
Then back to the big mallet. You're like, "Watermelon, watermelon," over the banana, and you're like, "A banana? I didn't pay to see a banana get squashed around here."
I can do
here.
That at home.
Right, exactly. this says Blink 182. Carry me. You guys ever see Blink?
Blink. No, I wanted to.
I
so
never did.
Bad.
Me too. You never
nope.
did either.
Nope, never did.
That was my wife's first concert as well.
Yeah. So good. They were so good.
There's like their first two albums. I think she knows the lyrics to every single word on both.
Who
of Blink.
Doesn't?
I bet I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam's Song and all of those ones. Yeah. Let's see. This text says 9 years ago today, flogging Molly in Salt Lake. In a modern town. You got nervous.
Yeah, just because sometimes they're not clean. Sometimes.
I grabbed the clean song. Okay. Don't worry.
Oh, what are you playing?
I've been to a Flogging Molly show.
Are they fun?
Yeah.
I'll bet they are.
They're a really good time.
I'll bet everyone's just dancing and having a great time.
I want to say it was the Depot. I think that's where it was. But yeah, it's a different experience. now, Jackson, you just went to the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yes, in Vegas. During their residency. And they're coming here in August, and I can't wait.
And you actually last hour reviewed their new album, which if you want to go back to our podcast and listen to, Jackson really went in depth with it. Yeah. And Heather saw Backstreet Boys as her first concert. Tell me why ain't nothing but a party. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never want to hear you say I. So good. Also, I bet like you were like Heather was probably like how Monroe was with New Kids on the Block, like a big fan, and then you go and see like it's that.
It was
moment.
An important,
right?
An important moment,
yeah.
in life.
Anthony's was Britney Spears' The Circus Tour,
Britney,
featuring the Spice Girls.
What? That was an important show. That was an important show.
I could not afford to go to Britney when she was in Vegas, and then she canceled her second residency, and I am heartbroken about it. I have still never seen Britney in concert, and I love Britney Spears.
She'll be back.
I heard that Britney once played, actually, the Utah State Fair.
Yeah, so one of the guys that works here was actually working for the fair. He talked about how they booked this no-name talent. Her name was Britney Spears, and they just booked her because she was cheap, and they could get her here, and no big deal.
Right.
So that winter, after she was booked, Baby One More Time came out and blew up, and she became an instant star, like, overnight. She took over everyone's radio, but she couldn't get out of her Utah State Fair contract.
Oh, that's hilarious.
She had to come and play at least 3 songs at the Utah State Fair. So she came in, she did her 3 songs, and she bounced. She was not happy about
it. I would love to talk to someone who went to that concert where she just
Utah
upset.
State Fair.
Yeah.
Just didn't want to be there. She's like, all right, here's my songs, you lazy sons of.
This text says, my first concert was Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana.
Oh.
I remember that at Vivint. That was awesome. That ticket was one of the biggest tickets I think I've ever seen people fight for.
Oh, yeah? Everyone did you give them away?
We gave them away, and that was on a country station. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but it was Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And she was just so in Hannah Montana. All the radio stations like across the country were doing dads in drag for Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
do you remember
funny.
Like that was like a thing? Oh, yeah. That's a good one right there. I got something to admit to both of you. I was on Instagram last night. I was sitting in class over at Slick, not paying attention.
Playing on Instagram.
Yeah, as I do.
Good.
Go Bruins!
Good for your education.
Yeah, and I was like, I wonder which video is doing better of ours on Instagram. Is it the one of me scaring Monroe?
Which is pretty funny.
Or the one of me pushing Jackson in the snow?
Which is also pretty funny.
And then I went, wow. When did I become a bully?
You've always been a bully. We tell you every day.
I'm like, wait a minute. These two videos are of me picking on both Jackson and Monroe. I felt terrible about it.
You have a sticker at your desk that says no one likes a bully.
Yeah, it's a bully-free zone,
it's a bully-free
John.
Zone.
Come on, man.
When you walk into my office, you'll know it's a safe area.
But as soon as he comes out of his office, it turns out he's a monster.
Once you walk out, you best watch
out.
Yeah, I'll give you a whirly. So right now, Monroe's video is still beating.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Your getting scared video is it's doing quite well.
No. Uh-huh.
It is the most watched mixed Instagram video. So congratulations with that title.
You got 2,200 views on it, girl. That's big time.
It's good.
Proud of you. On Instagram, too.
Yeah.
It's doing pretty well on Facebook.
Yeah,
you know what, though?
It's really trending.
You pushing me in the snow is not that far behind.
Yeah, it was close, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I'm at 1,900.
Okay.
Which...
And it's newer.
Stop looking at it.
If you missed it, we were doing this shoot up at Festival House. And we got out of our Land Rover, and we're walking to Festival House, and we're all dressed cool.
Yeah, John's like, wouldn't it be cool if we like did a slow-mo walk, and we kind of did knuckles. And
in the sunset.
Yeah, wouldn't it look really cool? I was like, yeah, what? Let's do it. And then we're walking into the house, and he just completely unprompted. No one asked him to do it. He pushes me in the snow, and I fell hard.
You flew.
I fell so hard.
I wanted to make sure I got you safely into the snow. You were a little far away.
So it was for my health.
Well, you're welcome. I didn't want to push you under the cement like a monster.
That snow, by the way, was like 3 feet deep.
You fell so deep in the snow.
I was in the snow.
Snow was in your pants.
Snow was in my crack.
Take everything off. Almost like put it by the fire for a second.
It was so mean.
You can see the Instagram.
I can't believe I'm a bully.
I know. Going through a range of emotions. check the video out for yourself on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. All right, Monroe, turn it around with a pocket full of sunshine.
I'm totally going to do this. In celebration of Black History Month, the Oscar-nominated film Black Panther is going to be screened twice a day for free at AMC theaters.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be for a full week from February 1st through the 7th. And they also just announced that they donated a $1.5 million grant to the United Negro College Fund.
Oh, good.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'm going to go.
That's great. Good for Marvel.
AMC, there's the one over at, is it the District? Is that where it is?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's over somewhere off of like Bangor. There's an AMC right there. So you just go and you get your tickets and that's all you have to do?
Yeah, for free, twice a day.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get some popcorn.
Right. She says that when she was doing the Nickelodeon show, Sam and Cat, the way they messed with her hair. Was this one of your stories?
This is one of my Showbiz Beat stories, but...
7:25, let's get to Jackson's Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, John. Just so you know, did you know that Ariana Grande...
Oh, no, what about her?
When she was on Sam and Cat.
Wait, is that a Nickelodeon show?
It's a Nickelodeon show.
Okay.
So actually, this is actually really important to understand why she always has her hair up in ponytails. So when she was on Sam and Cat, they would bleach her hair and dye it red every week. So they almost completely destroyed her natural hair. So she has to wear big, long hair extensions. But she says that she can't wear her hair down because her real hair set with these really expensive hair extensions looks super ratchet.
Yep.
So that's why she throws it all up into a ponytail.
Why wouldn't they let her wear a wig? Like Mal from the Disney.
Because you can tell.
Yeah.
Not always.
I don't know.
But
you can tell Mal has a wig.
How dare you?
But it's probably easier because she was young. Remember, she was like a preteen
right,
she was in this show. I think the thing is, that with kids, it's easier to just dye their hair than it is to put a wig and set a wig every time. Because an adult isn't going to, you know, mess with a wig.
Wigs
a kid probably will.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the thing. The wigs are itchy. She'll probably mess with it the whole time. It's kinda, and we're not afraid to do a lot of cosmetic processes to children.
I know. I feel terrible.
Like Disney kids, they all get their teeth capped. Like, their teeth are all, like, big, fat caps. That's why their smiles look scary and gigantic.
Does Disney pay for that capping? Or
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of young Disney stars get caps put in so that their smiles look bigger. That's why Disney teenagers, their mouths look gigantic.
Huh.
It's because they have big old teeth.
I'll take a... If Disney wants to pay for me to get a few things did...
Oh,
I got
yeah.
a, I got
oh,
a
yeah.
list over here.
Not
Fix
a
me,
problem.
Disney.
Take me home, Disney. The Patriots mascot might be too injured to play the Super Bowl. So, if in case you
why
didn't hear
cheering?
It.
Why are
you cheering? No, story's insane.
This story's crazy. So, he was at a Pro Bowl event when the Jets safety, Jamal Adams, tackled him.
So, was it kind of planned? Was it, like, in jest?
No. He just tackled him completely
like
unprompted.
Rude?
And, like, that's the thing. With these stunts that these mascots do, everything's planned. It's all done very safely because
right.
they do crazy stuff. And remember, they're athletes. They're doing all the same stuff that, like, a gymnast would do. So, he got tackled. The unidentified man, because you can't know who is the mascot, had jaw, neck, and back injuries and could sue Adams for a portion of his $22 million contract because he gets paid $22 million to be the mascot. Do you have audio?
I have audio. This was right after it happened last week.
Okay.
We never got to it. But listen to it. Like, just listen to it.
I'm going to go knock this mascot out.
Sorry.
I'm going to go knock this mascot out.
They're not happy with me right now. The NFL is calling my phone, blowing me up, saying that, you know, I put him in the hospital, so I gotta go check on him, make sure he's okay. But do I regret it? No!
Well, you should regret it. You put a man in the hospital.
When you're a professional football player, I don't know if you've ever actually stood next to one. They're tanks.
Yeah.
They have
it's
so
like getting
muscle.
Hit by a car.
Yeah. You can't
he got
just
hit
run into
so
someone.
Hard. I feel super bad for this guy. So he may not be able to play the big game.
That
and
stinks.
That means that he might lose some of his contract money, but he'll make it up by suing Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really great news. Taylor Swift tells The Telegraph that her friends never use her. She only keeps people really in her really tight circle. You know how she always runs with that squad of girls?
Yeah.
She says that she keeps women in her circle that have their own stuff going on. She's like, they don't depend on me for money. They don't depend on me to get into parties or anything. She goes, the only thing they depend on me is real friendship. And I was like, shouldn't everyone have that?
Right.
You shouldn't have a friend that depends on you for money or anything else.
Listen, if I could hang out with Taylor Swift, I would just hang.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anything from you.
I think, for us, but it's harder when you're at that level to find people who aren't trying to use you in some way.
Or get information.
Industry people.
Sell your info.
What was the name of her best friend that she wrote all those songs about when she first... I know I'll get a bunch of texts on this. She wrote...
Meredith?
No, Meredith is the cat.
Meredith is her cat. Cool.
Abby?
I don't know. Was it
Abby?
The one where she went to her wedding?
Are they still friends, I guess, was my question.
Yeah, her best friend from middle school. She actually was a bridesmaid at her wedding.
That's last year.
Yeah. That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. You know, if you never listen to our podcast, we do something. We actually do podcast extras. And the choose the news stories that do not make it on air, we always tell them. It's like the first thing we do after the show ends on the podcast.
Right.
And we have never created an actual open for like the podcast extras. So every day we do a little jazz scat.
Yeah. John always just starts a song and I get in there. And Monroe's contribution is that she rolls her eyes at us.
Yeah. She's really good at rolling her eyes.
I can't support this. Someday you're going to be like, thanks for trying. Thanks for trying to talk some sense into us.
Well, I want you to know that Maddie sent a text saying, I hope you guys never get an official introduction to your podcast extra because I love the improv songs every day. It's the best part of the podcast.
Woo!
Yeah.
Take that, Monroe.
Just feed the fire. just keep on doing it.
Yep.
I have a feeling it's going to be to Gangster's Paradise today.
Hold on, I got to write it down. Gangsta Paradise.
Encourage our bad behavior. Yeah. Do it. We love when you do it.
All right, Jackson, let's do Choose the News.
Let's do it. It's all powered by You Care. It's inversion season. Try transit, carpool, or trip chain to show that you care. Visit youcare.org for other ways you can help improve our air quality.
Three stories enter, only one exits the battle dome. That is Choose the News.
Choose the News.
Choose the News.
So pick the story you want to hear, and just for voting, we'll put you into a drawing for two tickets to Lovely the Band, April 23rd at the Depot. So what do you got, Jackson?
If you want to get fatter and lazier, I have the perfect product for you.
Monroe.
America's top 10 fears.
And I've got... Speak up, kid. What do you have? A catfish in your throat? Call us.
Oh, cool.
You can text us. You can Choose the News. Let's see. Ryan says, I'm voting for John because I can only imagine what this story is about. Avery says, and Stacy, today Jackson got my vote because who doesn't want what he just said? Stacy's also going for Jackson.
Yeah.
Josh says, my vote is for John once again. Also, you guys should get all of your podcast intros that you do and make a compilation of them because they're hysterical.
I don't hate that.
You know what? You're right, Josh. We should.
We should do that, Josh.
Sizzle reel.
When Monroe decides to start singing with us.
You'll stop.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. I'm Max. Who's this?
This is Mackenzie. How are you?
Mackenzie, good. How are you?
Doing good.
Well, go ahead. Choose the news this morning.
Let's hear the lazy and fatter story.
Fat and lazy. Fat and lazy.
Fat and lazy plays every single time.
Yeah, listen, this is actually a pretty solid product. I would like one for myself.
All right, Mackenzie, you're in the drawing.
I'm excited to hear it.
Beth says, John, what are you doing? What is this? I vote for Jackson.
Thank you, Beth.
I got to go with Monroe today. I got to know what people are scared of so I can already start planning Halloween. Eric says, it's a really tough choice today. I think I'm going to go with Monroe and figure out what we are all afraid of. Plus, I also love your improv intros on the podcast. Oh, look at that.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Well, I got to say, it was a three-way tie. Really nice job on all of us. But with 37% of the vote says... Monroe!
Yeah!
You? What?
Good girl.
I feel like I might have got a pity one. Mm-hmm. Okay, top 10 fears. I am so basic. That's what I'm realizing.
Okay.
You got any guesses?
Flying.
Let's see. Yeah, number 9.
I would have thought it was higher than number 9. Like flying for me. Oh, yeah, number 1. Yeah.
We do it so much now, though.
Yeah.
How about snakes and spiders?
Snakes, number 1.
Yeah, everyone hates snakes. I don't get it. They're the best.
Because they're terrible.
I love snakes.
It's because they're creepers. They sneak up on you. They're quiet. You can't hear them coming.
And they'll eat you.
They can't even hear anything. They're not trying to cover their tracks, just how they are.
You don't know, man.
Little noodle boys.
Number 2, heights. That's a big one for me. Heights? That kind of goes along with flying, though.
Does it make you nervous being in our studio? Because we're up a few stories. One. And we've got a window.
No.
Okay.
No, this one doesn't bug me, but yeah.
It bothers me, because guess what happens when we hit an earthquake?
Oh, we're done.
Oh, yeah.
We're toast. There's no surviving this.
We're in a glass box.
Uh-huh.
Of emotions.
Number 3, dentist. Are you afraid of the dentist?
I've never understood that fear. I know a lot of people have it, but I've never understood it.
Yeah, I'm not. It's uncomfortable, but I'm not necessarily afraid of it.
Oh, go ahead.
What about sinkholes? Is sinkholes on there?
Sinkholes.
My daughter actually is afraid of sinkholes because she just watched a video on it. But
me
no,
too.
It's not on this list. Confined spaces, claustrophobia. Yeah. Number 5, needles.
It used to take, when I was a kid and I needed to get shots, it used to take 3 nurses and a doctor holding me down with my mom at my legs, holding me down for my shots. I would try to run away. I hated it. I was so scared. And maybe it was even scarier because there were 3 nurses, a doctor, and my mom holding me.
Yeah, right?
I think that was a little traumatizing.
That was part of it.
Clowns, number 6. That's a popular one. Number 7, public speaking.
Don't you feel like clowns is one of those now? Like,
it's
Liam
like
came
a fad.
Home and he was like, I'm afraid of clowns. Because I think he heard that at school.
Uh-huh.
It's become like a thing where you have to be afraid of clowns.
I don't think people are really afraid of clowns.
Except for that one, like 2 years ago when all those clowns were just wandering.
That was scary.
Yeah.
Listen. Clowns are fine until they surprise you. And then I feel that way about snakes. Snakes are fine until they surprise you.
Yeah. That kind of goes along with, like, mall Santas too, doesn't it?
Some people have that kind of irrational fear.
Do they? Like, don't you think that would fit in that category? Number 8, the dark.
Yeah.
People are still afraid of the dark. And number 10, birds. I had an aunt who was terrified of birds.
I get it.
Because she was attacked by chickens when she was little.
Birds are awful.
Birds suck. They're terrible.
Birds are awful animals.
Listen, I used to work with alligators and crocodiles and huge lizards that could shred you to pieces with their giant nails. But I would work with any of those again over birds. I used to have to work with birds too, and they were mean. They did more damage than any of the other animals combined.
It's a bird. Nah.
Birds
What's
are
it gonna
mean.
Do?
They're dirty.
They're emotional. They will just choose one day. Like, you can build a great relationship with a bird, and then one day they just choose they don't like you, and they bite the ever loving crap out of your face. They're awful.
No. All right. I don't buy it.
Birds suck.
Jackson's story and my story will be up online, also in our podcast at mix1051utah.com. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, what's going on?
Just headed to work, man.
Right on. How's traffic this morning?
Not bad now.
Very cool. Are you at all interested in any of the Sundance festivities that's been going on? Have you gone up at all?
No, I just can't imagine it being worth the hassle. But
yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Have you ever done it?
Nope. Nope.
You know what? I did it back when I first moved here because I was like, oh, it's Sundance.
It's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, Jackson still goes.
Yeah, I think it would be cool. I think my daughter was interested, but I don't know.
Well, cool. Well, hey, we've got two tickets to see Lovely the Band April 23rd at the Depot with Smart Kids Trivia. You want to play?
I'd love to.
All right, here's how it works. You actually don't have to answer any type of trivia question. What we do is we like to ask our kids trivia questions. Today, Monroe has asked her daughter Ella a few. All you have to do is guess whether or not Ella gets the question correct, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Get 3 out of 5 correct, and the tickets to Lovely the Band are yours. If not, the next caller in gets your tickets. Here is question 1.
Hi, my name is Ella, and I'm 7 years old.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is the only continent on Earth where giraffes live in the wild?
And you use continent.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big word.
Right?
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Rob? Does Ella know the answer to this?
Oh, that's a tough one, but I'll say yes.
Okay, let's find out.
Africa.
You smarty pants.
All right, there you go. 1 point for Rob. Let's go to the next one.
The two holes in your nose are called...
Oh. That's kind of weird because who ever teaches you what those words
that's
are?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Have they taught her that?
Rob, do you know?
Well, I know the answer, yes.
Well, I hope so, Rob.
I would say I'll go with yes again.
Okay.
Nostrils.
Yeah.
All right, Rob. All right. And all right, Ella, I should say,
dude,
as well.
Right?
Yeah. All right, here's the next one.
True or false? Snakes have slimy skin.
We were just talking about snakes and how disgusting they are. Does Ella know the answer?
I say she'll get it wrong.
Okay.
True.
It's false. Snakeskin is smooth and dry.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Their skin is made out of keratin, which is the same thing your fingernails are made out of, so it's really smooth and shiny, but it's not slimy.
Why do we all say that snakes are slimy then?
Because you're basic and you don't understand things.
I'm not basic. You're basic.
You're basic.
All right, Rob, congratulations. You won! Yeah! Hey, Rob, you got the Lovely the Band tickets, but can we go with the final two trivia questions and just play for fun?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
The bones around your chest that protect organs such as the heart are called what?
Think she knows it?
Yes.
Rib?
Good job.
Okay, Ella, she's smart.
She's crushing it.
I know.
Right? All right, here's the final one.
Do you know what the highest mountain on Earth is?
Oh, I'd say no.
I think it's Mount Everest.
Stop it.
Dude, you're so smart. You just impressed me.
Did you just call your daughter
dude?
You did call her daughter dude.
Hey, I thought it was like Kilimanjaro or anyway.
Yeah.
I know. I would have, trust me, half of these questions I would have had wrong. Like the nostrils one, I would have been like, your air holes.
Your nose holes.
Right, exactly. Hey, Rob, congratulations, man. You got him. Lovely the band tickets. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, no problem. Love you guys.
So I've been thinking about Smart Kids Trivia. The last few weeks, we've been either talking to, you know, Ella's kids, Ike, and, or we've been talking to Monroe's kids, Ike and Ella, or my kids, Liam and Ella. But what about this? We open it up to our listeners.
I love that idea.
Monroe threw it out to us, and I'm taking it away.
Yeah.
Great idea, John.
Hey, thanks, Jackson.
Absolutely,
just,
man.
It came to me like lightning
That's brilliant, a bottle.
Almost divine intervention.
Males, okay? Always stealing our ideas.
Monroe, Jackson, and I are talking right now.
Yeah, excuse me.
No, so Monroe, why don't you explain the idea?
No, I just thought it would be fun to like... Everybody wants to hear their kids on the radio.
Yeah.
Kids want to be on the radio.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool.
So there's all these like free, this is what we did. We downloaded a free MP3 recorder.
Yeah.
You just find 5 trivia questions. Don't try to make them just easy. Just like I usually just Google like first grade, second grade trivia.
Yep.
And then ask them to your kid. Start it with like a little bit of getting to know you.
Mm-hmm.
Like talk to them so we get to know them. And then you can send it to us through like Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger. And next week, we're going to start having your kids play Smart Kids Trivia.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. Also, if you need examples of questions and introductions, go back and listen to our podcast from each Tuesday because they're in there.
Did I have a good idea with that one?
You had a great idea, John.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I follow Allison Krogan on Twitter. You know who she is? She's on Fox 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she tweeted this thing this other day that sparked an old memory, and I'm just wondering if you two or anyone else has ever went through this. She's like, did anybody else learn to square dance in the fourth grade?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, yeah, I did.
The girls were always so excited to do the dance, and the boys were just absolutely terrified.
Why were they teaching us that, though?
It was fun.
What a cool skill.
I remember my first job interview. I was sitting there and they're asking me kind of like, you know, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And I answered that. And they asked about responsibilities I could handle. And I answered that. And then they said, Mr. Watkins, can you square dance?
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, can I ever? Thank you, Miss Hughes.
That didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen at all. So, Monroe, you went through the same thing.
Yeah, and there was a program.
Yeah.
The fourth grade program.
Right.
Where we all danced in front of our parents.
And it wasn't a good square dance.
No. Remember the people that used to come and teach?
I do.
With like the apron dresses.
Yeah.
I don't even know what those dresses were called.
And what's weird is like you grew up in Utah.
Uh-huh.
I grew up in California.
And they did it.
But we were both forced to learn how to square dance.
Yeah, that and recorders. I'm not sure I'll ever understand.
Here's a text. My daughter is in fourth grade and is learning to square dance right now.
Still?
Actually, it must be something they have kept in the curriculum.
I don't think I ever learned how to square dance.
You never did?
I don't think so. In sixth grade, we had to learn how to ballroom dance.
Like in school?
We had to learn. No, we all had to learn. Like in sixth grade, part of our class, they would get all of the sixth graders together, all three classes together.
Yeah.
And we had to learn how to do a waltz, and we had to learn how to do a really easy tango, and we had to learn how to do some cha-cha.
I like that.
We were all forced to do this.
It's better than square dancing.
Yeah,
have you
at least
square dancing.
You'll be able to learn use those skills.
I still kind of know how to do a waltz.
Do you?
Just a box with your feet. Super easy.
The square dancing thing I have never used since fourth grade. We had to wear jeans and button downs.
Yeah.
And tuck it in.
I don't even remember what
in
I wore.
Fourth grade in Utah is where we do Utah history.
Uh-huh.
And so we had a program where we learned all of these Utah songs that I still know to this day. We did a program like that, but I don't remember ever learning to square dance.
What was one of the Utah songs that you...
Utah, people working together, Utah, what a great place to be.
This was an actual song that...
Blessed with mountains
okay.
above.
Nope,
it's the land
Thank
that
you.
I love.
Sure.
That's the Utah State song, actually.
I did not know that.
Yeah. This is the place. How many times do our bosses have to tell me to stop singing on the radio?
Man, I was just thinking, well, I'm going to get another memo
We're
today.
We're going to get an email. It doesn't I don't care. I'm never stopping.
Brenda says, I hated it. I got stuck with the boy with dry and scaly hands that nobody wanted to dance with.
Oh, no.
Maddie says, freshman year, we learned how to square dance, and that was in Illinois. Why are we teaching our kids how to square dance?
Yeah, it's just, you walk in a square, right? I got to watch a YouTube video
You bow to
again.
Your partner. You bow to your friend.
Oh, yeah.
And then you do some do-si-do-ing. You put your hand out, you kind of do like a little swing thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you got the person in the background. This text says, not in fourth grade, but we learned how to square dance in our high school gym. This text after Jackson just performed. My daughter just sang that song at their program. Way to go, Jackson. That was awesome.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Utah, this is the place.
Josh says, in fifth grade, we did the waltz, electric slide, and a lot of others. Clearly very important because I obviously remember all of them. That's true.
At least you can use that at a party.
Again, I'm fine with the waltz. I'm fine with the electric slide because I can do that at the weddings.
I don't know how to do it. The electric slide came out at the grocery store, and me and like a couple other patrons tried to figure out how to do the slide. We couldn't remember.
At the grocery store. You guys just decided to start doing the electric slide.
I wish I was there.
It was great. I didn't know how to do it. They tried to teach me, but I was bad at it.
Sandra, I grew up in Utah and was in fourth grade in the 70s. We learned to square dance way back then. This has been happening since the 70s.
At least.
Why?
That makes more sense, though. The 70s, you learning how to square dance? Because there wasn't Netflix back then. What were you supposed to do?
You got the sock hop? You got the box social?
Yeah, exactly.
We just got a message on Facebook,
and you're going to need to learn how to square dance for all of those things.
That's true.
So Amelia just sent me a message on Facebook. Says, when I was learning square dance in fourth grade, I was partnered with a boy that picked his nose right before we danced.
Ew!
Didn't dance with a boy until senior year of high school.
That'll scar you.
Yeah, gross.
So square dancing is a thing. Mm-hmm. I got to say congratulations. It's been a big moment for Monroe here.
Yeah.
It's been big. See, the way we're set up in our studio
is like, are we going to talk about what just happened?
We look out to a hotel.
So and we have these huge windows.
Yeah.
And the hotel has these huge windows.
And every once in a while, you get someone who just wants to say good morning to the world.
Sure.
Without, you know.
Stark
in their
naked.
Birthday suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Stark naked.
And so.
A very nice looking gal opened up her windows. And Monroe just starts screaming about a certain body part.
I'm like, wait, what is happening?
She's just showing everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that scene in European Vacation.
That's right, exactly. So, welcome to the club.
Wow.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Exactly. All right, Jackson, to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. Angelina Jolie and her kids were spotted selling organic dog treats at a dog park in November.
That's so cool.
Like a lemonade stand style?
That's what it feels like. Okay. And so you're like, oh, is Angelina hard up for money?
Right.
Yeah, why were they selling them?
Yeah, so someone took a photo and didn't post it until now because they wanted to respect their privacy. But apparently they were raising money for an animal rescue.
Cute.
Is that
okay.
cute?
That is cute.
And it's nice that she was just out doing it and wasn't doing it for publicity.
Yeah.
Because a
yeah.
lot of times when stars do things like this, they want the feel-good publicity.
Well, they would
the
call photo. The paparazzi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, come here. I'm doing something cool. Mm. And the paparazzi are like, all right.
Yeah, sweet.
Amazon Prime. Here's the crazy thing about Amazon Prime. Because I feel like Netflix and Hulu get a lot of love. But you don't really think too much about Amazon Prime. Even though they're winning a bunch of Emmys right now for Marvelous Miss Maisel. They have 4 times the number of movies that Netflix has.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Netflix, I feel like, leaned really hard on TV for a while. So Amazon Prime started making a ton of their own original movies, and they also picked up a ton of just movies.
I will say, like, I have the Fire Stick, and scrolling through the movies, it's actually difficult. Like, I really have to go find them.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, there are some real stinkers among there. Because only 1.3% of Amazon's movies are certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, compared to 15.5% on Netflix.
So there are a lot of bad... They have movies, but they're bad movies.
But a lot...
Okay.
I mean, there are a lot of bad movies.
I'm with Monroe. Like, sometimes I go on and I'm like, ugh, there's just too many bad ones.
Never mind.
Yeah.
But it is really nice when you just... Because I have the Amazon Fire Stick, too. You can just talk into the remote and just be like, hey, find this movie, and it pulls it up. Mm-hmm. And it pulls it up on Amazon Prime, but it'll also pull it up if it has Hulu or Netflix or anything.
Oh, that's cool.
It is so nice. It was $30. Telling you. They're not paying me to say this. I'm just a big fan.
Are you pocketing money from Amazon right
no,
now?
No, dude.
But listen, if I could.
Yeah.
Amazon barely has enough to pay their employees, okay? So they're not giving me anything. Alyssa Milano says that she cannot watch the Charmed reboot. In case you didn't know, Charmed got a reboot on the CW. It looks great. I hear really good things about it from my friends that really love Charmed. But here's the thing. She says, I feel like it would be hard for me to sit through it. I wish they would have come to us and we would have been involved from the beginning. It's none of your business, Alyssa Milano.
She sounds so bitter.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't she needs money.
Oh. Let's go outside. We'll start selling organic dog treats.
And we'll send it
for
to
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano.
She's fine.
105 Days of Love.
She has those cookies named after her. She's okay.
She's making that's right.
I'm pretty sure that the Milanos are named after Alyssa Milano.
I thought she was named after the cookie.
Now we're getting conflicting reports.
Right.
Rami Malek. So in case you didn't know who Rami Malek was, he was the star of Bohemian Rhapsody, played
Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, and is winning a bunch of awards. He's a pretty big deal right now. Apparently, when he first got to L.A., though, he had a job as a pizza delivery guy. And if he thought that any of his addresses were even remotely involved in the industry, he would tape his headshot and his resume into the pizza box.
No.
Good for him.
No.
No.
It's embarrassing.
You don't do that.
No.
Industry people hate that sort of thing. They do not want that sort of thing happening. But it's super funny. He was just dying to get a role as an actor in anything. That's all he wanted. And I like to think that somewhere, someone has Rami Malek's headshot. They kept it as a joke.
Yeah.
And then now that's just actually worth some money.
There's got some cheese.
Yeah, dried cheese on the cheek or something. Exactly.
Yeah. I have business cards that have hilarious headshots on them. I keep them in my wallet at all times in case I need to have a really good day and I just laugh at them. I'll show you some of them.
I want one.
They're really great. That is the Showbiz Beat.
Can we put one on InstaStory?
Yeah.
Are they appropriate enough?
Yeah, there's one from Magic Doug that is just the funniest thing.
Okay, let's put some on Instagram. Yeah. So go to our Instagram page. We'll put them up right now at Mix1051 Utah. All right, this Sunday is the big game. Of course, you know who's playing in the big game. That would be who, Jackson?
The Tampa Bay Huskers,
right?
And the California Pelicans.
No, that's ridiculous. Monroe, you know who it is.
The Patriots versus the Rams.
That's exactly right.
I did it.
And I've been trying to figure out a fun way that our show can try to predict the winner.
Oh, what about like the egg in the microwave?
So tell me about egg in the microwave.
Okay, you put raw eggs in the microwave. You put one Patriots, one Rams.
Okay.
And I think whichever one explodes first.
They're the winner or the loser?
I think it's the loser.
Yeah, because they can't handle the pressure.
Is the loser.
Okay.
And then I think.
Let's think of something less messy because I don't want to clean the microwave here.
Jackson, no one cleans the microwave here.
Then we would have to. And that's the problem. I don't want to clean up Bethany's 4-year-old soup because I decided to microwave an egg.
I will tell you that every year before the big game, they have Madden, the video game, do a simulation.
Yeah.
And it's predicting a Patriots collapse in the final quarter and the Rams winning.
They're only right like 50% of the time.
They're right out of the...
they're right 2/3 of the time, aren't they?
Yeah, it's something that big. It's way
That's
more impressive.
Big. That's not
it's
big.
It's not bad.
2/3... That's
Listen,
luck.
If we were right 2/3 of the time, we would be a legit show, but we're not.
Is there a way we could grab one of our animals and bring it? You know how like the zoo always does, like, which watermelon will the bear eat first? And that's how you, like, is there something we can do with that?
Oh, that's fun.
I don't have an animal.
I could probably find a snake or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Which cupcake will they pick first?
Here's a crazy idea that just came to me.
Uh-huh.
Going off of Monroe's egg idea. I go up to the top of the roof with a bunch of eggs. You guys, down here in the parking lot, and one is Team Rams, one is Team Patriots, and I just start throwing the eggs over the top of the roof, and whoever catches the most at the end...
Okay, wait. Hold on. Jackson and I
are
up on the roof.
No, you're at the bottom.
No, we're going to switch this.
No, you're at the bottom.
You're going to be at the bottom. Mm. And the right side of your face is going to be the Patriots.
I don't hate this idea.
Thank you. Stop it.
What's the matter with you?
We're talking like the roof, the big one?
13 floors up.
How are we going to catch eggs from that high?
Well, if they land on you, it counts as one.
And then we're going to go to the hospital after.
No, how would you go to the hospital?
It's going to cut us.
Not cut you.
Also,
not to mention the fact that we're going to be drenched in eggs.
What if, like Double Dare, we put a bowl up on your head?
Funner.
Right?
I like that one. All right, I'm down.
Can I just be the ref?
No, I need, because there's only three of us. We need a chucker.
I'll be the chucker.
We need two bowlers. Oh,
John
I already called
the chucker. That's not fair.
That's how it works. I called dibs.
No, it wasn't fair.
But then, Monroe, we have a bunch of eggs, then we can give John a hug.
Steven says, why don't you just call the Hogle Zoo and do something with the elephants? Because then I can't throw eggs at my partner, Steven. That's why.
Duh, Steven. I feel like John had this planned the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And now it's just like, oh, by the way, I just had this crazy idea.
Yeah, and by the way, we know who his favorite is. So he's going to be aiming at me the whole time.
That would mean that either the Patriots or the Rams would win. Depending on who
it
you're...
It doesn't make it okay.
Who do you want to win?
I don't really have any skin in this game.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you're from L.A.
Yeah, but the Rams are not an L.A. team. I'm not going to get into
this. They are an L.A.
I am not going to get into this.
They're the L.A. Rams,
no,
aren't they?
No. Yes, but yeah. No.
So how dare you? Were the L.A. Rams before, weren't they? And then they switched, and then now they're back.
That is all true.
I'm not getting
into this.
I feel like Rain Man right now. How did I know any of that?
Dude, I know. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Did that hurt?
Nick says, I love the bowl and the eggs idea. Do it.
I know. I feel like that's the one.
I feel like that's the one.
I will just run away.
I'm down to have Monroe. I'm down to have Monroe, chuck it. You and I get white shirts.
Uh-huh.
And we'll write like Patriots on one and Rams on the other.
I want to get hard hats and I want to screw a bowl to the top of the hard hat.
Yeah, like double dare.
Yeah.
And then whoever has more eggs in there, it's got to be in the bowl,
uh-huh,
wins for the team. And then we'll have like a scrambled egg lunch.
We doing this tomorrow?
I'm thinking soon. Maybe Thursday.
I mean, it has to be before Sunday.
I got to check with the lawyers to make sure we can throw eggs off of a building.
That'll be fine.
Okay, we're good?
That'll be
better
fine.
To ask right. forgiveness and permission.
That's a great point. I want to give you guys a little bit of an update on the old Bowflex.
Oh, yeah, you're using
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I told you that last week I finally broke down. I bought one without telling my wife, Jen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She's not happy.
And so it showed up.
And then you tried to put it together.
And then I tried to put it together.
And also keep in mind that Monroe and I both told him it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it was a bad idea, right?
Well, no. So it got there, and I couldn't put it together. So I spent all weekend. And finally, Sunday afternoon, I finished putting together the Bowflex.
How many parts did you have left over?
There were a few, and Jen was like, what are these? And I'm like, they give you extra.
No, they don't.
I'm pretty sure they do.
No.
There's a bolt, and I'm not sure. I went back through, and I'm like, I have no clue where this bolt is supposed to go. But the Bowflex seems semi-stable.
I think they put extras in there.
Thank you, Jackson.
I really do.
Right?
Because I have slept on a bed that has a bag of spare pieces just laying around for the past like 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'm fine.
You're okay.
Yeah. Not great, but I'm fine.
So it gets finished and we're down there and I'm like, huh? Take a look at the gym. What do you think? It's got a Bowflex. I got a whiteboard where I can write my workouts on it.
Are you serious?
Got a little whiteboard?
I got a little whiteboard down
Cute.
There. Yeah. I got some towels folded up for all my sweat from the Bowflex. I'm
Gross.
Like, there you go. Boom.
You're my hero.
The gym is done.
Wedding. Do you think you're going to be doing on a Bowflex?
Well, I assume from the commercials,
yeah,
a lot.
No.
With
They're
the 20
slathered
minute.
In oil.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right. And so I'm like, what do you think, honey? And she's like, so let me get this straight. You bought this without asking. It took you longer than ever to put this thing together. She's like, and now it's Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, so you're not working out tonight. I'm like, no, we got people coming over. I can't. She's like, so obviously you're going to wake up tomorrow before the morning show and get in a workout with your new gym since you're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
You already wake up too early, John. You're going to wake up at 3?
So I woke up yesterday at 3:30.
No.
To prove to my wife.
Just to prove her wrong, though.
Yeah, that I would work out on my Bowflex machine.
Did you?
Oh, I went down there.
Was it great?
It was
he went down there and sat on the bench and played on Instagram.
Let me tell you, your body is not ready at 3:30 in the morning
to
Bowflex anything. And the whole time I'm like, see, I'm down here. I'm working out.
I'm using it. Look at me now, Jen.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man, John. And you also have to wake up at 1 to let the puppy out. So you're up at 1 and then up again at 3:30?
Yep.
Just, you're a maniac.
Just to prove
a point.
A point.
And I proved it. Yeah. I've got new food consumption stats.
Oh, cool.
So 180 million Americans are going to watch the big game.
That's a lot of people.
Pizza Hut will deliver 1.5 million pizzas.
Whoa.
Domino's will sell 13 million slices.
You know, Domino's heard the Pizza Hut stat, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to do slices.
The National Chicken Council says 1.38 billion wings will be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday.
It's a lot of chickens.
10 million pounds of ribs will be eaten.
Who's cooking ribs in the Super Bowl?
But a lot of people do the smoker.
I feel like ribs are a Super Bowl food.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'm like Monroe. We always just had like chili and seven layer dip.
No. No, I
Monroe
don't
is not a chili. I'm a chili.
Pizza. You're the chili.
Yeah.
It's pizza and seven layer dip.
See, I've never had a pizza at a Super Bowl.
Me neither.
1 year, I think we got some Papa Murphy's, but how could you blame us? Papa Murphy's is delicious.
12.5 million pounds of bacon will be eaten that day.
Dang.
Mix them like pigs in the blanket or something? Yeah. I don't know.
That's not bacon.
That's not bacon at all. And 14 million hamburgers will be eaten during the big game.
That's crazy. Also not a hamburger guy on the Super Bowl.
Where's the dip on this list?
I don't have that information.
How many tons of dip are we going to deliver?
13.
13 tons of dip. 13 sounds made up.
No, it's totally real.
It's totally real. Don't Google it, though.
The Daily Mail claims employees from a Subway recently had to use fire extinguishers to control an angry mob of teenagers.
Oh, dang.
Teenagers showed up at the restaurant after hearing rumors of a free sandwich. They got angry when there was the person there was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What sandwich?
Yeah. Over 100 students tried to rush the restaurant before managers lined up with fire extinguishers, spraying them back.
Good.
I can't tell you how many times I've dreamed of spraying a bunch of teenagers with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
I'm all about this. I've seen some teens, when you're by a high school around lunchtime and they're like throwing food at each other. Give me a fire extinguisher.
Teenagers are animals and should be treated as such. They need shock collars. They need harnesses.
Yeah.
They need to be kept in line.
Amen.
Let's give them a driver's license, though.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
it's like whatever. Who cares?
I don't know how I feel about Kellogg's doing this. Kellogg's is releasing a cereal that has vegetables.
Is it made from vegetables?
The raspberry, apple, and carrot granola has been added to the Kellogg's granola line. It took 12 months to develop this sugarless cereal that, yes, has vegetables within it.
They're pretty much fine.
Hiding it.
It sounds just like granola that goes into your yogurt.
I don't know. I just feel like I don't eat my Kellogg's for the veggies.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've looked on many a cereal boxes, back of them in my day, right?
Right.
And it's usually the healthier cereals that you think would be healthy have more sugar in them than like the unhealthy ones.
Yeah.
So I'll be impressed when I see the grams of sugar.
They say sugarless. It's probably because it's just chemicals.
They say sugarless. No added sugar.
Oh, maybe that's what they mean by that.
But the fruit brings the sugar in.
All right.
Also, think carrot cake. Carrot cake is good. It's sweet. It's nice.
All right.
So like carrot cake granola would probably be delicious.
Banana bread. Zucchini bread.
I love banana bread. Now you have me at banana bread.
Doesn't make it.
You lost him to zucchini bread, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
what? It tastes the exact same as banana bread.
How dare you?
Are you honestly going to sit there in that chair and look at us?
We played Jason Derulo for you.
Okay. I'm going to make a loaf of banana bread and I'm going to make a loaf of zucchini bread.
Bring it.
And I'm going to challenge you to decide
which is which.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the one that tastes like zucchini will be the one that's zucchini.
I like the way that Monroe gets back at us is by baking for us.
I know,
I love it.
That is punishment.
I'm going to make you a delicious dinner.
I hope she gets way angrier at us.
With mashed potatoes as a side and gravy.
No. Please don't.
And I'm going to get some Rhodes rolls and I'm going to bake them.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Please stop.
Oh, no. Life's so
bummer.
Okay, I'm not making you anything now.
Jackson, are you going to go try again for the Ted Bundy movie?
Yeah, there's another screening tonight of the Ted Bundy Zac Efron movie. The title sucks, so I gave up on saying
it. Oh, it's a terrible title.
It's a terrible title.
Yeah.
But I really want to see it, and there's another screening tonight, so pray for me.
Okay.
Wish me the best of luck.
Do you think that Zac Efron will be there?
I don't care if he's there or not.
He's not going to be there for
each
screening.
He can take his white hair, and he can go somewhere else with it.
So the title is Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile. And there is some serious backlash going on about this movie that Jackson is so excited about seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is just destroying the trailer. Now, the claim is that the trailer glorifies serial killing and Ted Bundy.
I'm not going to entertain these people.
Well, you have to understand the book. It was based on the book that was written by his wife.
So
the
director
was in love with him.
Yeah, the director came out saying, listen, the story is being told from the point of view of Bundy's girlfriend and Ted Bundy. So he glorified himself in his own head.
Right.
And that's the idea behind the trailer. So there's just all this ignorance with people who don't really understand what's going on.
Exactly. Well, I think it's also important to understand the serial killers are not creepy guys in alleys. They are handsome. They're well put together. They're likable people. That's why they get away with it for so long.
They walk among us.
Because you don't expect them to be. And that's what I think the movie gets at is, hey, Ted Bundy was charming, and he was nice to the people he was involved with. He was a suicide counselor. Like, you have to realize that he was a monster, but in everyday life, he was a hero to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important to understand. You can't just vilify someone.
When I did Mornings in Kansas, they just caught Dennis Rader, who was BTK, and he was a church leader.
Exactly.
He ran the Boy Scouts.
John Wayne Gacy, who I think is the most horrible monster of all time.
Could not agree more.
He is an absolute monster. Was like a youth leader. He ran a bunch of youth. He was a business leader. He owned a bunch of KFCs. He was a child's birthday clown.
Yeah.
Like, he was a nice community family man.
I think he has a photo with Nixon.
Yeah, probably.
I have to go back, but I think that's actually a fact. Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
A court case in 1985 decided that Long Island, New York is not an island.
Oh.
It's because the East River, which separates it from the mainland, was too shallow for ships to make it through. And they said since a ship can't go through the river, it is not technically an island.
True.
Can I counterpoint?
Sure.
It's called Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an island.
Okay, let me. No.
Listen, we can call you a unicorn. It doesn't make you a unicorn.
I wish you would start, first of all. Second of all, how do you know I'm not a unicorn?
Jackson, final thoughts for the day.
Go check out the podcast. We've got a lot of really great stuff. And I'd like to officially just declare, just so everyone, and for Monroe's mental health, she doesn't have big hands in real life. It's just a joke
that
we make. But her hands are huge.
I have been
between me and you.
Oh my
her hands
gosh,
are so
I can't
big.
Stop staring
I can't.
At
They're
them.
So...
Monroe, final thoughts.
It's bacon day.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to talk about that all day. Free side of bacon from 4 to 5 at McDonald's today. You can order a McFlurry and get a free side of bacon.
That's a great thing to end. We're going to just leave on that. Bacon. Bye-bye.
I got a podcast, and I'm going to go and talk to it now. Podcast.
It's I'm like, not following.
It's like a Jason
Wait,
Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Right, because you said you had a request.
I thought you were going to do Gangster's Paradise.
Oh, it was Gangster's
Paradise. I was prepared for Gangster's Paradise. Been spending most of my life living in a podcast paradise. Been spending most of my life living in a podcast paradise. Podcast Extra. Wicka wow.
Thank
Dude,
you.
Dude, you
Thank
got you. Schooled,
You like
John.
That?
It was way better than my Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. Podcast Extra.
Podcast Extra.
All right, let's do the stories that did not make it on air.
That would be me and you?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go.
Okay.
So, this might be my new favorite invention of all time.
Okay.
Reynolds Wrap, you know them, they do tinfoil, etc.
Yeah.
Well, now they're getting into the clothing game, kind of. They've invented a feed bag for humans.
Like what we give horses?
Kind of.
Okay.
You strap it to your chest. Think almost like a baby Bjorn.
Okay.
So it's made out of foil-ish material. You strap it on, so it's like a frontwards backpack, and there's a pocket on the top where you can put your wings.
Yes.
To the side. So this is what they've demonstrated anyway. To the side, there's a pocket for your popcorn. On the other side, there's a pocket for your chips, as well as a little cup holder for your wing dipping sauce. And then get this, the front folds down into a table where you can hold a plate of nachos, and there's a drink holder, so you can have a little beer there as well.
You know what I like about this is that it's going to be all nice and warm on your chest.
And you don't have to get up from the couch to go get more food. Oh, all the food is right there. So they're calling it the Hunger Harness.
It's a good name.
It's the best
name. Good name.
And it went on sale yesterday. For $5, by the way,
what?
Screaming deal,
right?
$5. I think it was more just like a promotional thing, but it sold out immediately.
Well, naturally,
it's a feedback.
It's a hunger harness.
Yeah. So all four quarters plus the halftime show without taking a break is their slogan. Because of course not. You are going to need a stadium, buddy, if you need to potty. But other than that, you're set. I never thought I would live to see the day where we could eat wings on the go. Wings are traditionally not a portable food.
Yeah.
Would you call it the most beautiful day of your life?
It is the best day of my life. Well, the best day of my life is having heard about it yesterday and being able to purchase one. So I'm going to go ahead and say that since that didn't happen, this is the best day of my life.
Gotcha.
Just knowing that it exists. They are planning on putting more on the market, so keep an eye out for them at ReynoldsHungerHarness.com.
Do you think we could reach out and ask them if they'd give us some to give away on air?
No.
Yes.
They don't need to.
But what if they did?
Listen.
It's $5.
Yeah, but what if they did give us some?
What if we got some to give away and we gave them away as at a wing eating contest? We do wing eating contests and the winner takes home the Reynolds Hunger Harness.
I love, you know what, this brainstorming meeting has been fantastic.
This has been really great.
This
I'm glad that
good.
We did this.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to get it out of our system here because if we take these ideas into the meeting, we get laughed out of the meetings.
I know. I'm done throwing out ideas.
They're mean to
us. They're so mean to us.
I mean,
what?
Do I need to tell the story?
One bad idea.
Hide the pickle.
It was for Christmas.
Worse. So you keep making it worse.
It's what people do. They hide the pickle.
You take a pickle ornament and you hide it somewhere on the tree, and if you find it, you win a
right.
prize.
That also has to do with a really...
What?
Predatorial
term. Double entendre.
I don't think that maybe for you guys, not for me.
He wants to hide the pickle. That's
and it's called the Christmas pickle. It's not called hide the pickle. There's only one thing that hide the pickle means. Inappropes.
Yeah, it wasn't my best idea. The Daily Mail claims a 28-year-old Dutch man recently went to the hospital with a catfish stuck in his throat.
I'm sorry.
He and his friends were playing a drinking game when he swallowed the live fish. The catfish was living in the friend's aquarium, and the fish used its spiny fins to stop itself from being digested.
Oh, that poor fish.
The fish was like, no!
Holding onto the sides.
Yeah. I don't want to go down there. I want to live.
That's horrible.
I picture, like, little Nemo, like, grabbing onto the tonsils.
Yes.
It's like, no!
Doctors had to use forceps to carefully remove the 2-inch fish out of his throat.
It was only...
And I can't find out what happened if the fish survived.
I doubt
it
the
didn't.
Fish survived.
Oh, that makes it sad. That makes it a very sad
yeah,
story.
Yeah, it makes it sad.
Kind of hilarious.
A little bit.
Dude,
mainly
that's
sad.
A little bit.
Mainly
that's
sad.
Literally one of those hold my beer stories.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode tomorrow. Tell a friend or give us a review. Hook a brother up. Bye-bye.
Wow.